This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Didn't take long for the deep state to put its full weight into the counteroffensive needed to attempt to offset the damage to public trust after WikiLeaks exposed catastrophic levels of the CIA's cyber warfare arsenal. As The Hill wrote, at issue is the CIA's purported strategy of keeping a database of stolen malware produced by other countries, including Russia, with umbrage and related projects, the CIA can not only increase its total number of attack types, but also misdirect attribution by leaving behind the fingerprints of the groups that the attack techniques were stolen from. Yet it's a full court press to expose Russian hacking involvement, not the CIA.
We're here to announce a major law enforcement action related to one of the largest data breaches in U.S. history. Today, we are announcing the indictment of four individuals responsible for the 2014 hack into the network of email provider Yahoo, the theft of information about at least 500 million Yahoo accounts, and the use of that information to obtain the contents of accounts at Yahoo and other email providers. The defendants include two officers of the Russian Federal Security Service, an intelligence and law enforcement agency of the Russian Federation, and two criminal hackers with whom they conspired to accomplish these intrusions.
Meanwhile, Roger Stone, now being regarded as a central character connected to the WikiLeaks exposure of the CIA, is being targeted.
With respect to Roger Stone, we have a U.S. person affiliated with the campaign who has now said publicly that he had communications. I think first he said with Julian Assange, and then he said after that with the intermediary to Mr. Assange or WikiLeaks. And has now acknowledged having communication with Guccifer II, which the intelligence community views as essentially a Russian cutout. And obviously these two platforms were used to publish documents damaging to Secretary Clinton and helpful to Donald Trump. So I'll tell you, that concerns me a great deal.
I am responding and pointing out the problems with the headline, Trump associate was in touch with Russian hacker. That's a false narrative. My contact, after the hacking, demonstrates that I could not have colluded.
We were trying to get Guccifer 2.0 on and WikiLeaks. Everybody, the media does that too. They just think the public's dumb. They said in the New York Times that they were surveilling Trump with wiretaps on January 20th. We talked about it. We did a whole show on it. We showed it, and then now they're saying that never happened. It's insane. He's crazy. There were no wiretaps to the president.
My car was T-boned by a car coming out of nowhere. The windshield so darkly tinted you could see, not seeing who was inside the car. It was stunning. The airbags went off. They came in at the passenger door where I was seated. And then the driver threw it in reverse, even though he had sustained some damage, and took off.
Propaganda. Espionage, blackmail, subversion. The 21st century versions of these are fake news, hacking, kompromat, and political capture. The Russians have been at this for a long time. Last month at the Munich Security Conference, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov didn't mince words about his country's intentions when he looked forward to the creation of a post-West world order.
Mr. White House's very statement is fake news on its face, as Mr. Lavrov's explanation of a post-West world order is far more complex and diplomatic than what was presented by Mr. White House.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are very, very honored in the next 20 minutes or so to be joined by Larry C. Johnson of NoQuarterUSA.net. I go over his award-winning, distinguished career at the CIA. It would take too long, so I won't do it. And he also headed up as deputy director in the U.S. State Department's Office of Counterterrorism, Crisis Management, and so much more. He also ran intelligence operations into Kuwait and that whole situation. I don't have time to go over it all, obviously. Participated in the investigation of the terrorist bombing of Pan Am 103, and I saw him on an RT piece, because we're all Russian agents after all now, including Rand Paul just 2 days ago. He's a Russian agent because he doesn't want to send NATO into Montenegro and Ukraine and openly have a war with Russia. Just a crazy time to be alive, folks. But this article on our Facebook got 4,000 shares in 20 minutes and was deleted. They then subsequently deleted more than 100 articles in the next week and a half. I mean, this is just unprecedented. They said they're fake. So he's an admitted, seen this guy over national TV, written books. I mean, the guy's well known, super credible, was a intelligence section chief on analysis over a whole sector for the CIA. and, you know, got medals for it. And, but that's fake news, folks. Remember, if you don't believe Rand Paul's a Russian agent, he said you work for Vladimir Putin. Insane McCain, you are. So that's the new level. I love how Trump just ruined the whole Russian gas market by bringing coal back on. Boy, I tell you, Trump's not standing up for America. Yes, he is. He's standing up for our interest. Not against anybody, but for our interest. That's why you see a roaring economy. But I'll stop babbling about that. It's just so surreal. Did Anderson Cooper last night say Trump got his idea that the New York Times said they were surveilling him for me? No, we can put it on screen and go to our guest. Mr. Rosen wrote not one but two articles January 19th and 20th saying they intercepted, these are words, they wiretapped the Trump communications, but they did it by people they were contacting. So now they're saying the president has all this egg on his face. It's crazy. I want to play, because it's so censored, just a one-minute clip from the larger 10-minute interview of Larry C. Johnson on RT that they do not want you to see. Here it is.
For John Brennan of CIA were intimately involved in trying to derail the candidacy of Donald Trump. That there was some collusion overseas with Britain's own GHCQ. That information that was gathered from GHCQ was actually passed to John Brennan, and it was disseminated within the U.S. government. This dissemination was illegal. Donald Trump is, in essence, correct that the intelligence agencies and some in the law enforcement community on the side of the FBI were, in fact, illegally trying to access, monitor his communications with his aides and with other people. All of this with an end to trying to destroy and discredit his presidency. I don't think there will be any doubt of that. I think it's worth noting that the head of the National Security Agency, an Admiral Rogers, made a journey to Trump Tower shortly after Trump had won. And in the immediate aftermath of his visit, the CIA and Jim Clapper and others in the intelligence community called for him to be fired. Now, why did Rogers go to Trump Tower? My understanding is, let's call it, it was to cover himself, because he was aware that the NSA had been, the authorities had been misused and abused with respect to Donald Trump. So I think Trump's decision to go out this morning and tweet this was fully intended to send a notice and send word that I don't think he's doing this without evidence. He does have evidence. I think it was just inartfully expressed in the tweet.
All right, now notice Trump then comes out a week later and says, look, they call it, I called it wiretap. It just means intercept, listening to exactly what Larry C. Johnson's saying. But I've had all the whistleblowers, Thomas Drake on, Benny, the former head of technical NSA. Of course it's all surveilled. They're just using the public's ignorance of this to lie to people. But now they're coming out saying Larry C. Johnson's wrong, Judge Napolitano's wrong, who picked up on it. When I wasn't in the CIA, and I've not been in it, but I've read the news for 20-something years, this is admitted. Everything a president-elect does on the phone to foreign leaders is being recorded. So, wow, to have CNN come out and say, we're crazy, they never said wiretap when they did, but as our guest said, that's inartful. The proper term, I guess, is intercept. Let's talk to Larry C. Johnson now, so he's got at least 15 minutes at the bottom of the hour to really have the floor and break down this whole controversy. Thank you for coming on, Mr. Johnson.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, good. So you've heard my breakdown of this. I mean, how accurate is that from your educated standpoint?
Well, yeah, it's the essence of the story. We've got a lot of things going on here. I guess the real fundamental thing that ought to alarm all Americans, regardless of their political party, their political affiliation, is what has been going on with former leaders of the Central Intelligence Agency and in the director of National Intelligence Agency's office is direct interference in the domestic politics. If we're going to talk about Russian meddling in U.S. politics, it needs to be acknowledged that these intelligence agencies or principals at the top were involved with meddling. Now, do I have firsthand knowledge that John Brennan was doing this? No, I do not. I have been told, though, by someone who is in a position to know, who's still within the intelligence community, that absolutely that's what was going on. That Brennan and that there are shenanigans going on between the GHCQ and U.S. intelligence. How does that work? You've got your listeners should understand that it is illegal without some warrant for any of the intelligence or law enforcement agencies to collect on American citizens. It is not illegal for the British, through their version of NSA, to collect on American citizens because we're foreigners as far as they're concerned, and we're a legitimate target. Similarly, the United States can freely collect on any British citizen because they're not Americans. They don't have the constitutional protection.
We all spy on each other then.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, if anybody's so naive as to think that the Brits aren't spying on Americans and Americans aren't spying on Brits, well, you know, I hate to burst your bubble, but the reality is that's what spy agencies do. They collect and gather intelligence on other entities. That's one of their purposes.
Well, remember the scandal just 4 years ago where the CIA was spying on Republicans and Democrats in the Senate, the Intelligence Committee heads.
Right. Well, and that was, you know, John Brennan, again, had his fingerprints all over that because they didn't want the information about the torture report to come out. And Brennan initially denied that that was going on and then later had to admit that it was, had in fact happened. So it is not, you know, we're not raising these allegations without precedent. And, my concern here is that involving intelligence agencies in domestic politics takes us down a very, very dangerous road.
Exactly. I mean, we have laws since 1947. The CIA is like the MI6. It's outside the country. The FBI is within. But we all know that, I mean, I think the CIA is probably even more involved in the FBI domestically, which is the numbers of actual people, because it's covert by nature. You can't help but get the people that are in the CIA to end up being involved politically, just because of their own political views. But then separately, you had all the Russian agents in HUMET during the Cold War were crawling all over the place. And then you had to have CIA domestically. So I mean, isn't it a big lie to claim we don't have supposedly foreign projected intelligence agencies operating domestically?
Well, they're not supposed to. And there are rules that have been set up. But again, this goes back to the question of leadership. At both the head of the Director of National Intelligence under the Obama administration, Jim Clapper, you had someone who went and lied under oath before Congress. When you lie under oath before Congress, there should be some sanction. There was no sanction. He was not punished. He finished out his tour tenure with getting awards at the end and a pat on the back, and he's probably out with some nice fat consulting agreement right now. Similarly, John Brennan got caught lying about what they were doing spying on the Senate. Again, was there any sanction? So when the people who are in the trenches look at their leaders and see the leaders getting by with lying, and then it sends a message that, okay, it's okay for us to do it too.
Let me boil that down then. It's simple. These are known liars who've been caught lying, who've been caught spying on the Senate and their bosses in the Intelligence Committee. That's undebatable. The president reads in the newspaper that he's been spied on by the intelligence agencies in the New York Times. It's all over the news. We've got the intercepts. We caught, you know, Michael Flynn.
Right.
And then it turns out they didn't really catch him doing anything. Trump turns it around and says, that's illegal. Then they say, we never did that. I mean, talk about gaslighting.
Well, right. And there was the article, I think it appeared March 1st in the New York Times. Now, this is just over about 2 weeks ago. And here's what it says. American allies, including the British and Dutch, had provided information describing meetings in European cities between Russian officials and others close to Russia's President Putin and associates of President-elect Trump. Okay, let me translate that for your listeners. There's only two types of information those countries are going to have. Either they've got human intelligence, they had a spy who was there, who was part of the meeting and could report on it, or they had an intercept. A wiretap, if you will. But, you know, wiretaps, it goes back to the days when all communication went over a phone wire. It's really more correct to call all this electronic surveillance.
What do you just make of CNN with Anderson Cooper, who won't tell people he was an intern at the CIA and then got out of it yet right? And now he's up here telling us that, you know, nobody's spying on Trump and trying to sell us a preposterous line when even someone that's not politically informed about what's happening, you know, with the NSA or surveillance knows they were all over the news bragging. We have the intercepts of Trump and his people talking to the Russians, Right. And then now, a month and a half later, they want us to forget, and then they're saying, you're wrong, Napolitano's wrong, Trump's wrong. Speak to that, and then why do you think your interview, because it's not just here, other places, YouTube, Google, it's being blocked everywhere, being delisted. They really didn't like you speaking out.
Well, I'm used to being censored. Look, I got fired as a Fox News analyst. They didn't renew my contract because I went on Hannity and Combs in November of 2002 and said that going in Iraq would be a diversion in the war on terror. And I was told later that Roger Ailes directed that I was not to be allowed back on air because they didn't want that point of view.
By the way, you were the deputy head of counterterrorism, so you'd know.
Well, I was the deputy director, and yes. I had a real long title, so I was not really the number two guy.
The point is, you're an expert on it, and you're really being honest. And by the way, Donald Trump agreed with you back then.
Yeah, you know, that's the fact. What's going on here is the media has invested itself in a particular narrative, and they're not going to give it up, and they won't allow anybody to come on and actually have a debate about it and talk about it in substance.
I remember seeing you on Fox. I mean, I used to really make great points that I actually agreed with, but again, because you didn't totally toe the line, we're taking out the wrong Muslims if they're the non-radicals. Well, wouldn't it be Saudi Arabia or somebody? We wouldn't be taking out, you know, Saddam, right?
Now, hey, look, we've yet to come to grips with the reality that when we remove Saddam Hussein, we essentially lit a fuse on a giant bomb that's blown up in our face. And that's where this spread of ISIS and Al-Qaeda that has taken place.
And you warned of that back at the time, because I remember seeing the news articles.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really not that complicated, but we get other things going on. And so now that I have the audacity to suggest that Russia may actually be a victim in some of these activities and that we on the United States side are doing things that, when viewed from a Russian perspective, would alarm them. I mean, let me just give you a very simple example. 2 weeks ago and then earlier this week, you get reports in the U.S. news media about a Russian spy ship off our East Coast. And the news media reports it breathlessly as a look at what those dastardly Russians are doing. Yet nobody in the media is reporting that the U.S. military is conducting military exercises. 2 weeks ago, we were conducting a naval exercise in the Black Sea that was simulating a war with Russia. Now, if Russia was conducting military exercises off our shores, simulating an attack on us,
off the coast of, say, Houston.
Yeah, or had troops in Mexico and Canada. Right now, we have troops in Poland. 2 weeks ago, we had troops in Romania that were carrying out military exercises. So my only point, I'm not to excuse the Russians, but I'm simply saying, let's recognize there's a context for this. They're not reacting in a vacuum. And by the simple fact that I bring that up, I've been accused as being a propagandist, a puppet of Putin, a Russian stooge. And
well, you know, since you raised that, did you see the clip where McCain says, like four times, yeah, he repeats it, he says, you are an agent of Putin, violating, was it Rule 19 in the Senate? But just crazy. No one could ever claim that Rand Paul's a Russian agent because he doesn't want to start a war with Russia while China is in the South China Sea. North Korea is threatening to nuke people. We may have to have a war any day. I mean, this is one of the most dangerous times ever. I want to see if you agree. Rex Tillerson says military options on the table. And then meanwhile, we're worried about Russia that's not expanding.
Yeah, well, and Senator Paul made an excellent, I mean, he made a substantive argument later, I think the following day on Morning Joe on MSNBC, where he laid out the fact Montenegro is such a poor country, they're so weak militarily, they add nothing to NATO, and they're not going to be able to pay their full weight. So why in the world would we want to bring them into NATO? Because there's nothing to be gained from a strategic...
Unless you want to use it as a trigger for another crisis.
Say what?
Unless you want to use it as a trigger for another crisis.
No, then that's exactly right. This is, you know, what most Americans fail to understand. We take great pride in our, you know, the greatest generation who fought World War II and everything that they endured and our great sacrifices. You know, we lost the total number of soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines that died in World War II in both the Pacific and European theater. There were 470,000. The Russians at the Battle of Stalingrad, one battle over a six-month period, lost 1 million soldiers. My point in this is they're a lot more sensitive to threats on their border than we are. And they view the military activities such as the ones we're conducting as provocative, And the last time they had that kind of military activity on their borders was in May of 1941.
It was Operation Barbarossa.
Made by the Nazis.
Because Operation Barbarossa was about to kick off.
Yeah, so it's not to apologize for Putin. You know, Putin's a bad guy and does some bad things, but hello, he's not the only one in the world.
Well, sure, but wouldn't you agree that China is probably right now 10 times the threat that Russia is? They're just running wild.
Yeah, no, China is a much more organized threat to the United States, particularly on the economic side. I mean, I could take you through case after case.
If you have time, let's do it. I mean, you probably got to go soon. You can stay a little bit after the break in a few minutes, please do. But just getting back to this New York Times writer, I want to play a short clip where he claims Trump got the idea from me that there was wiretapping. No, it was in the New York Times. I mean, I've never seen such attempts at just bizarre, you know, the sun is in the sky at noon. I don't know as a CIA guy what you'd call this, but it's just like the worst gaslighting I've ever seen. Let's play this clip.
Yes, Kurt, what do you make of the White House citing your article as part of the evidence?
I mean, it's getting bizarre at this point because we've said it very clearly, and I said on your show, that that's not what the story said. Anybody can read the story and see that's not what it said. And so there's this bizarre circular thing happening where the president cites a theory that he was wiretapped, which developed on this kind of fringe right-wing media.
There it is. There it is, fringe wire. And he wrote an article the day before.
And after his tweet storm, InfoWars then started saying, well, look, it was the New York Times that reported it, citing our story, misreading our story. And now, a few weeks later, the White House and the president are citing InfoWars. So they've got one kind of bizarre right-wing fringe theory to defend another bizarre right-wing fringe theory, both of which there's no evidence to support.
And just to be clear, there is, and correct me if I'm wrong, there's absolutely nothing whatsoever in your reporting in the New York Times that indicates President Obama wiretapped or ordered wiretapping of then-candidate Trump, correct?
Nothing. I mean, if we knew that, that is a fantastic story.
That's a fantastic story. It was all over CNN everywhere. We have the intercepts. We've caught General Flynn. He better resign. We have the transcript. Then they wouldn't release it because there was nothing there. He was lining up a phone call. We're showing you the articles of your radio listener. Intercept Russian communications. Part of inquiry into Trump. Matthew Rosenberg and phone calls from Trump Tower being intercepted. Man, that guy. What would you call Mr. Rosenberg politically? I mean, what is he doing there?
A disinformation specialist. Look, he faults Donald Trump for being able to read. I mean, your listeners and those who are watching, the headline simply states wiretapped data used in inquiry of Trump aides. Donald Trump didn't write that headline. Alex Jones didn't write that headline. That was written by this guy. And then the guy who writes it has the audacity to claim, well, this is somebody else's fault. I mean, we are living in such a surreal, dangerous time. It's literally the world that, you know, we read about as children in Alice in Wonderland that was a fictional world. We're now seeing it in real time where objective facts are suddenly dismissed as being, you know, right-wing conspiracy theories. And it's just... it's alarming because it really threatens the foundation of our republic.
It does. Can you elaborate on that again? NoQuarterUSA.net, Larry C. Johnson, on why you're saying we're in such a dangerous place for our republic.
This is supposed to be a nation of laws. And look, we can't just blame it on Obama because it goes back. It goes back really to the foundations, let's say with Bill Clinton is really where we started seeing the worm turn. But it continued on through George W. Bush. And you know, when you essentially lie a country into a war in Iraq, and you know, you raise that and all of a sudden you're either a leftist nut or, you know, whatever.
You lose your moral high ground and then the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Well, there's no, right now we have, I fully support destroying ISIS. However, what's not being debated in this country is the fact that under Obama and now under President Trump, we've put U.S. troops in a foreign country without a declaration of war.
Larry C. Johnson, you'd only said you'd come on for till the half hour. Can you do a few more minutes and finish up on the geopolitical provokes?
Sure, I can do that.
All right, we'll be right back. Well, we got to get this guy on more often. I remember seeing him on Fox for so long, read a lot of his writings, and it's these great guys. You don't see him anymore because they're censoring him. And then when he does an interview, they block it on Facebook. And then Gizmodo writes an article going, yeah, ban it, good. That's Univision saying ban American press.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and 6 other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm.
Folks, I know Donald Trump's not perfect, but he has the elite and the big centralized corporations really pissed. He's already gotten $3+ trillion in the stock market from confidence. He's deploying the central banks to get small business loans accelerated. I don't want to go over all the things that have happened, but $300 billion+ in announced new construction, and foreign companies coming back, American companies coming back, because they've set it up to make jobs here cost prohibitive. That's globalism. They sold us out to China, folks. That's the globalist plan, with select interest. They got developed under, you can argue under folks like Nixon, but I'm going to go back to my guest in just a moment. The point is that I'm behind Trump because he's got the elite so upset, but certainly what he's doing is so complex and so big, and there's such a mutiny, they won't even hang up his signs, his picture at the VA. And when a congressman comes and puts it up, they take it down. There's mutiny in these agencies. These judges are violating the law. A five-year-old could read it. And just ignoring him and ordering him to bring in more refugees. Like they're the executive branch. Totally unvetted from failed states. This is true insanity. Till you realize they're setting a precedent where Google just announced today, it's on Infowars.com, their official press release. Criticize Islam in any way, you're going to start getting banned or flagged. Just like on Facebook, they flagged it as spam and fake news. Larry C. Johnson, decorated former CIA, State Department, high level, counterterrorism, no quarter, USA.net, will be with us at the bottom, or until 50 after. Before I go any further, the Thunder operation, we have in the Trump-Pence 2020 Keeping America Great shirts just to exercise the First Amendment, throw it in the face of the trendies that want to restrict our free speech. We have some B-roll of Leanne and Millie Weaver wearing the shirts yesterday. We've got a promo. I actually shot the shirts. But when you get these, it is so important to go out and to wear them and to exercise your First Amendment. Because if they can chill our First Amendment, they're going to win on every single front. They're great looking, unisex, navy blue, with red, white, and blue, Trump, Pence 2020, Keeping America Great. On the back, it says America First in 1776. You know, they had Angelina Jolie at the UN 2 days ago say, we can't have nationalism masquerading as patriotism. Patriotism is the support of your country that's for and by the people. And America's not perfect, but it's been the best example of that so far. But we're losing it. Just as our guest said, we're in a very dangerous moment when the corruption's gone on for decades, gotten worse and worse. The media's gone along with it. An arrogance sets in, and they decide they can do anything they want, whenever they want. We're selling shirts for $9.95, so we make like $5 on them. It funds our operations. Thank you for the support. But more importantly, it's about you spreading the word and meeting like-minded people and openly letting folks know that are intimidated, because you're not intimidated, hopefully, that it's okay to stand up for you believe in. Trump, Pence 2020, Keeping America Great, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We've got some of the supplements, 30% off, and free shipping through this weekend on select products as well. But we're under, I'm not just saying this, because I don't normally do this, we're under a lot of censorship, a lot of attack. It's not just them every day on every major news channel attacking us and saying lies about us and having, you know, Saturday Night Live say, I'm Donald Trump, Alec Baldwin playing the part, and say, Alex doesn't believe, Alex Jones doesn't believe blacks are humans. And now it's all over the web, I hate black people. There's no clip of me saying that. I'm like praising Trump for $25 billion for the black colleges when Obama gave $4 billion. He's trying to bring people together. It's just they've weaponized everything where they've already lost the people's attention. So they've just quadrupled down to say, we never said intercepts or wiretaps or surveillance when it was in hundreds of newspapers. And we've shown you those. We've shown you three articles today if you just tuned in or a listener. We read the headlines by the writer on CNN saying we're liars, that Trump's wrong, that I'm wrong. That they've attacked Larry C. Johnson on the news saying he's full of crap. So, no, we're not. We're reading the New York Times. We have memories. So we've got him for another 12 minutes, and I appreciate him joining us. No Quarter, USA.net, a lot of amazing information there. Again, a highly decorated former member of the CIA, the counterterrorism, State Department, former Fox News analyst, you name it, breaking all this down. So please continue with just the waterfront of what's going on with ISIS, what you see happening, where you see globalism right now.
Well, what's happened over the last 5 weeks is that President Trump has lifted what were called restricted airspaces. I think the military acronym for it is RAS. Previously, Obama had imposed restrictions in certain areas that no action could be taken unless he gave approval for a strike. So if we had a drone operating there and it observed a convoy, a military convoy of ISIS fighters or oil convoy taking oil from an ISIS-controlled oil field, and it was in a restricted area, permission to strike that target had to go up the chain of command, which means ultimately it made its way to the White House, and literally Barack Obama had to say yes or no. Well, practically what happens is that means you'll never hit one of those targets, but because by the time you jump through all those hoops, the convoy has long gone. Donald Trump lifted that. The attacks on those convoys have been underway over the last 5 weeks, and there have been significant successes, which are not being reported in the media. The other thing that's going on that's really fascinating is that there is regular communication between the Russian military and the U.S. Central Command in exchanging information over airspace and troop movements. Why? So that we don't have Russian forces firing at U.S. forces.
And I had Colonel Schaefer on just 2 days ago, and he said that wasn't being reported, but that is going on.
Yeah.
So we're coordinating with the Russians to take out Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I know Assad halfway doesn't like it because he's worried we might not leave. But the truth is, isn't Trump fulfilling his promise to not actually help the, quote, moderate rebels who are really al-Nusra, al-Qaeda? I mean, he's hitting them all, isn't he?
Right. Well, look, the U.S. intelligence community has known for, at least 4 years, that the fighters that were actually fighting in Syria were not these, non-sectarian, secular Jeffersonian Democrat types. The ones who were actually out there fighting and killing and causing mayhem were the radical Islamists, like al-Nusra, like al-Qaeda, like ISIS. So that's been known in the intelligence community for at least 4 years, and then maybe even a little longer than that. So, what was criminal in this is that the United States government continued through the CIA to supply weapons that were winding up in the hands of some of these radical Islamists. Now, why were we doing that? Well, the desire to get rid of Bashar al-Assad came because Saudi Arabia is terrified of Iran's rise to power in the Middle East.
So it's a Sunni-Shiite civil war that we've sided with the Wahhabists on. Expanding on that, we have former high-level CIA analysts and State Department counterterrorism gentlemen joining us here. Let me ask you this then. What about Google banning criticizing Islam? What about Europe where they won't report the rapes? I mean, because I used to hear the right wingers, I'm more of a libertarian, but there's a secret alliance and, Brennan's a Wahhabist and they're going to have a caliphate and they're going to bring him in and we're going to have to capitulate to them. I'm like, okay, nutballs. Okay. I don't like radical Islam or Orthodox Islam. I get it. But come on. They're actually right. It's happening at the colleges. The left is teaching it. Women by the thousands are putting hijabs on. They're shutting down our free speech. I mean, it is just the craziest crap I've ever seen. What's going on there?
I guess one of the saddest things, Alex, over the last really 16 years since the attacks of 9/11 is that the American public, by and large, has not become better informed about really the nature of the threat that arises from within Islam. Most do not understand the split between the Sunnis and the Shias. I still hear today widely commented, it's said over and over by both Republicans and Democrats, that Iran is the greatest state sponsor of terror. Well, that's simply not true. That was true 20 years ago. But when you look at all the terrorist attacks that have taken place in the last 15 years, most of them, 96% of them are linked to radical Sunnis. They're opposed to Iran. So is Iran a bad actor? Yeah, Iran's got its problems. I'm not arguing that there's some innocent here. But it doesn't do us any good in our public discussion to misinform and actually deceive the American public about the true nature of the threat. Because, candidly, we'll find it much more easy to negotiate with Iran, where women can drive cars and women can serve in the legislature, than it will with the Saudis, who still live in a 13th century society. But we can't have that discussion because the Saudis have more oil than the Iranians, at least right now, that affects American interests. But it's just, I use that as an example of the kind of...
Absolutely. In the 5-6 minutes we have left, I want to pivot over to the East and North Korea, this crazy little goblin creature, a third-generation dictator threatening to nuke Japan, threatening to nuke South Korea and Seoul, and obviously China is manipulating that. From your research, how much control does China have? But I see them so belligerent in the South China Sea, grabbing all these islands, making threats, we'll nuke America, we'll kill you. I'm not a guy that wants war, but China... From my research, really, he's never talked like this, and I just wonder, we gave him everything, the Panama Canal, our jobs, they're buying Hollywood. I mean, are the communist generals completely delusional? Because I think Rex Tillerson and Trump are going to stand up to him, and now we have Rex Tillerson saying, okay, you're threatening us, you're pointing a gun at us, first strike is now on the table, because you said it is. It just seems like an unprecedented escalation. I mean, we never ended the war, of course, as you know, with North Korea. It's just a ceasefire.
Well, and we raised this earlier. Let me give you an example of one simple thing that the Chinese government has been actively involved with. In the United States, at luxury automobile dealerships, there's something called a straw buyers program or a straw leasers program. So what happens is You get the stay-at-home moms, retired people, students. They'll find something in Craigslist, inviting them to come out. They get paid $200 to $1,000 to go out and buy an automobile and or lease an automobile. And they do it in their name. But what happens is they're given a check, a cashier's check, and that cashier's check then goes to the dealer, and the car comes out of the dealership. They drive it down the road. They turn the keys over, and next thing you know, those cars are being sold in China. So, you know, you're talking all the prominent luxury brands like Mercedes and Lexus and BMW. So you've got all of these going to China. Well, that's being done with the full knowledge of the Chinese government. And in fact,
saying they're actually stealing the cars.
Yeah. But they're illegally exporting them to China. And then but they're doing it with the full knowledge of the Chinese government. And once they're in China, then they're being sold below the price that the other, the regular.
And China just ruthlessly undercuts everything, like Ross Perot said. Their own people don't get empowered by it. The whole world is sucked down by it.
Well, yeah, so the Chinese are very, they're genuinely an organized criminal enterprise. They're doing it across the board. I mean, I know of commodities that they are smuggling into the United States through other countries.
Oh, I mean, I don't want to bash China, but it's true. They're the biggest mass murderers in the history of the communists. They're the ones, the reason all the rhinos and stuff are going extinct. They won't stop. And by the way, of course, they've invaded, they have an extra surplus of 50 million men because of the one-child policy. So they're openly saying, go to China. So I've talked to special ops that are all over Africa. They just say there's Chinese troops everywhere with their African families. It's incredible.
So, yeah, but with recognizing that China is a threat, again, I think one way to deal with that would be for us to work with Russia and trying to isolate China. Look, there's nothing to be gained.
And by the way, that's what General Flynn and the Pentagon want to do. They're not Russian agents. It makes sense. China's the big threat. Russia isn't. Russia wants us to come in and get their natural resources and develop them. Why don't we do that with Russia? Why are there neocons and the leftists? Why do they hate Russia so much?
I think one reason driving it is Russia's anti-homosexual policy. I think that has actually played a major influence.
Absolutely. I know Hollywood hates anything Christian.
Yeah. So it is, I don't think a war with Russia or with China is in anyone's interest. Those kinds of things have got to be avoided. We should not kid ourselves that you can have a limited war.
Well, think about that. Nuclear war with Russia that McCain's pushing because we won't let Western foundations in that'll teach five-year-olds how to be gay. I mean, here's an article right here. Number of children wanting to become opposite sex doubling each year in Sweden. This is being done on purpose, declassified, as a population reduction, family-destroying mechanism. They've already been through 80 years of communism. Thank God Russia's rejecting it.
I wonder if the Chinese are ultimately behind this, because if they can get the West to stop reproducing, the Chinese will just outpace us in that regard, and they don't have to fire a shot.
Well, we know the robber barons and the globalists made deals 40 years ago with the Chinese. We know the CIA, bad elements of it, helped Mao get in 1949, and I think there's been a major long-term alliance. I remember back when I was a little kid listening to family and people that had been in the CIA, they'd be like, oh, you watch, we got an alliance with China, we're going to take over all the cheap goods. And I remember sitting there thinking, we're going to get double-crossed by that at like age four. So there's just, I think America bought into this thing with China that we'd be military, they'd be products, and together we take over. No, we're being double-crossed.
Look, I think, Alex, ultimately there's a way that reasonable people can talk. There's going to be differences. But what really alarms me is that if you take a different point of view, if you dare to suggest that there might be a way to talk to Russia, all of a sudden, you're called a right-wing nut instead of listening to the substance of your argument.
No, worse than that, you're called a Russian agent. I mean, he said that was so crazy that Senator Paul works for Putin.
Right. Well, I remember Adam Schiff, the Democrat leader on the House Intelligence Committee, called Tucker Carlson, that accused him of carrying water for the Kremlin.
That's right. I forgot that. Well, in the time we have, I just really appreciate your work. If you didn't know, articles have been written about it. It's confirmed. We have the screenshots where they banned your article and said it was fake news and spam. Other interesting tidbits you'd like to impart to the audience, because believe me, this interview is going to go viral.
Well, ultimately, it's the American people that are out there in the heartland. They understand when they're being lied to. They understand when they're not being told the truth. And I think if we just come together over this and begin putting pressure on these institutions, that they can eventually come around. But ultimately, our representatives, senators, have to hold these people accountable.
Well, I've got your absolutely. Well, I've got your bio here, and it breaks down the fact that you were, over a whole region, the chief analyst and also one of the top people in counterterrorism at the State Department. So I think you can look forward, just in the last 2 minutes, look forward, Larry C. Johnson of NoQuarterUSA.net, into different lines of geopolitical developments. I'm not a rocket scientist. I can see what's going on. Most analysts say we're in the most dangerous time in our lives. Our elites, most of the Democrats, I got to say, don't even know what planet they're on. The old Republicans don't either. I don't say that arrogantly. I mean, Pelosi and Waters and people, and so does McCain, seem unstable and don't even have basic geography understanding anymore. And so where do you see this going? What do we do to stop it? Because good things are happening. Nationalism is expanding. People are waking up. People are saying we got to have countries to have our own rights. So what's most positive versus most negative? What do you see coming in the future on the positive outcome versus negative outcome with open talk of World War III?
Well, the positive side is that the Internet is still not under government control, that there are still information outlets out there that people do not have to rely upon the big three networks or the cable news channels in order to get their information. They can go outside of that. They can go to the source. They can do research. I mean, I wish I would have had when I was at CIA the kind of investigative power I have now just standing at my computer at my home. And so there's great power in that information and to network not just domestically but internationally, because we're not just talking about here in the United States. There are other people around the world who don't want to see a war like this either unfold.
And sure, you just said something very powerful. I'm sitting there, been on air 4 or 5 years. It's 1997, and I'm talking to an old guy from Air Force Intelligence who was the deputy fire chief, a friend of mine. He goes, you need a website, Alex. He had like a Yahoo News group then for a few years. She goes, it needs to be called InfoWar, because what you do is an InfoWar, information war. I go, let's go look and see if the URL is available. We look, it's there. I go, yeah, I've heard of InfoWar. He goes, here, here's a couple of magazine articles on InfoWar. And he'd been involved in a bunch of clandestine stuff. He was a good patriot, Vic Vreeland. And so we launch it. Why wouldn't the government even think of something like that? But what you're saying about with computers, with the databases, with the research, with human intelligence interfacing with computers, what anybody in the world can do aware of this stuff can do it more investigative journalism, more research, more action than you could when you were in the CIA, because back then they were only kind of feeding you intel they wanted you to have, or you had to get your own and kind of suss stuff out. The average person, when they're involved and informed and taking action, is so powerful. And then you can criticize agencies because bad leadership, but the biggest group resisting globalism that I think helped put Trump in office was good groups in the intelligence agencies, was the veterans, and was corporate moles. And I know a lot of them, and they're ready. If the globalists push much harder, they've taken their restraint as weakness. It's not. It's more really wanting to fix things peaceful because the world's such a powder keg. So can you speak to what you just said briefly?
Well, Alex, what we're seeing as well is on another positive thing is I'm seeing this. It does cross some ideological divides. I myself tend to be, a libertarian conservative. But I'm sharing views and the issues with people like Professor Stephen Cohen of Columbia University, who's always been, accused by some on the right as being a dupe of the communists, with Daniel Ellsberg, the Veterans Intelligence Professionals for Sanity, or a variety of analysts. Some include whistleblowers from the NSA, like Bill Benny and Thomas Drake and Kirk Beebe and Ed Loomis. And so we cover quite a spectrum on the ideological.
Sure, when you look at all those lists, those were all game changers that helped bring down the Soviet Union, masterminds like Bill Benny and Drake and others, then getting demonized as dupes of Russia when they helped crush the communists.
Right. So it's a recognition that this is not a traditional right-left issue.
Right or wrong.
This goes back to the more fundamental issue that, look, we're a republic. The government should have some limits on what it can do to an individual. The government should have no power to invade your privacy and come into your home without a warrant or without having a good reason. And right now, as it's been uncovered in the last several weeks with the latest WikiLeaks revelations, we're seeing that, in fact, the CIA does have that power, and that power has probably been used.
Sure. Well, I don't know if they're going to be successful bullying Trump's people into apologizing for the sky being blue, but Larry C. Johnson, NoQuarterUSA.net, please come back soon. A lot of really informative information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it.
If you look at the geopolitical angles for this country, the best thing to do is to have a deal with Russia. They want our corporations and people to come in. They have more resources than any other continent. We need to go into Russia. They're nationalistic. They're right-wing now. They're becoming more Christian. Imagine after 80 years of communism, boy, wouldn't you be hungry for that? Like a man in the desert for 3 days without water. And it's real, folks. And that's why the globalists are so pissed, is what they've done to Russia, they now want to do to us. But the big giant squid that's the New World Order, it lost control of Russia. Does that mean Putin isn't a strong man, has to fight all these mafias and crackheads? And do all, of course. But he's not out to poison kids with fluoride or teach seven-year-olds how to give a blowjob. And I'm sorry to talk like that. That's what the liberals want to do. They want to sexualize your kids. They're a bunch of pedophiles. I mean, that's what it is, folks. And it's disgusting. And we're facing and battling a pedophile army. I mean, that's the bottom line. I met with all sorts of people, as high level as you get. I mean, this is a total rebellion right now. There's a rebellion against Trump in America and the restore of the Republic. So people inside the government, we're done being intimidated by all the mid-level people that are traitors telling us we can't stand up. And I'm just going to tell you right now, it's a threat. People know that. You better have your internet kill switch ready, because you people keep pushing. Everything's going to get released, no matter how damaging it is. Just like North Korea. You want to sit there and you want to threaten to nuke everybody and you're going to load the missiles up with everything. They're going to be blown up on the tarmac. And if you start moving again, we're going to nuke you. And we're not asking for this. You know what? But at a certain point, China is writing checks they can't cash because we put up with their crap so long. Put up with them killing 100 million of their own people. It's disgusting. Because the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegies, and others wanted communism in China. They were scared to death of it being free market and having a good system of the great hardworking Chinese people. So instead, it's a bunch of commies running them as slaves, and they've deployed them to be aggressively nationalistic against anybody else and to screw everybody else and to not buy anything America and just rob everything. And they have run us into the ground and turned us into slaves, and they're buying up our media. And, I mean, it's the Chinese are up our you-know-what. They are all over us, and it's time to stop acting like a bunch of chumps. Oh, don't be racist. 10,000 Chinese women come a week, CNN, to have their babies for free, outpacing all Mexicans that come to the country. Do I hate Mexicans? Hell no, I love Mexicans. But when everything's collapsing, I don't want to be Guadalajara and pay for everything. Nothing against Chinese people, but man, stand up for yourself, you know, over there and all the tyranny. Don't sit there and come here and lecture me all day. I'm done. I mean, I've got a little bit of money, and it's hard to pay the bills. I can't imagine what it's like for the general public. I mean, this country's falling apart. Anyways, America needs to find itself again and start standing up, and we need your support. Look, you don't just think they're attacking us on CNN and Fox and MSNBC every day. You don't just think that's only happening, right? I'm not going to get into it. I'm not going to give it any attention. Just believe me. Believe me. We need your prayers. We need your financial support. You've got products that will change your life. People that haven't ordered Supermail or X2 or Lung Cleanse or the Caveman Bone Broth Turmeric Formula with six other ingredients, I mean, you're missing out. Everything I do is a win-win. I wouldn't sell you something if it wasn't game-changing. I wouldn't sell you a Hillary for President shirt if it didn't change the world. I wouldn't sell you Supermail if it didn't change your life. Change mine. I don't do anything I don't believe in. I'm on total autopilot. Just truth, 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 truth. What I do. No thinking about it. I already did the thinking. I already know it. Stream of consciousness. You need to go to InfoWarsLife.com. 20% off Supermail Vitality. Free shipping right now on that. 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. InfoWarsLife.com. 888-253-3139. We need your support now more than ever, because we are contending with the enemy toe-to-toe at the highest level. We are engaging the globalists at point-blank range. This is it.